Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Every time I hear the jingle, I sit back and I'm dancing. It just pumps me up. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value and really and truly appreciate you, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. I must share with you that on our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had and shared an amazing time in our Shape Up series. You know, our Shape Up series is that time dedicated to giving you coaching so that you can win around your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living your dreams. And so I want you to definitely reach back and take the time to enjoy the episode and the richness that was shared. Allow me, if you will, to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with our in-studio guests for about 35 to 40 minutes into today's broadcast. And we'll do that around our subject. Then we will open our programming up for your audience participation. You should get excited because with today's subject, you can definitely interact, get your questions answered. So as we are speaking and sharing, if something comes up, jot that down. I hope that you have your notepads, pens, iPads, tablets, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to be able to take notes and capture the richness of wisdom that will be shared. I have my notepad right here, and I am ready. So at the time in which we open our lines, we, of course, welcome your questions and your comments. This will lend to an interactive environment, which we so encourage. And we love to have you, our global listening audience, to chime in. As we prepare to jump into today's rich topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to the show. It's not too late. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send an inbox message, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax if you want to go old school, whatever you need to do. Send an email. How about that? Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks for your support with Expanding Our Reach. Wow. I don't know about you, our global listening audience, but for me, I struggle with staying relevant in this progressive social media world. Just when I embraced Facebook, there was something else called Instagram that I didn't know what that meant. You know, I've heard about Snapchat, haven't embraced it as of yet. I know there are others that I don't even know about. And my social media story and making the connection of that is actually so hilarious because my aunt got hooked on Facebook. And she tagged me in a photo. Now, I didn't have a Facebook account, but I got an email in my inbox saying, you've been tagged in a photo. And for those that know Coach Adams, although, you know, it's like so interesting, I like to hide behind the camera, although my world requires me to be more of an extrovert. At my core is the introvert. So when I saw a picture of me on Facebook, oh, my gosh. So I said, I got to sign up for this because I have to see this picture that she posted. And that was many years ago now, my start of connecting with the social media world. I connected with Instagram because two or three wind shops ago, my 4 Hours of Power workshop that I host twice a year, I got a challenge from the audience. They were asking me, you know, once you're, I don't know if it's handle or not, but our in-studio guests will correct me on that, but they were asking me, how can we connect with you on Instagram? And I was like, I don't know. I don't have Instagram. But I told them, I said, by my next wind shop, I promise you, I will be connected. And Twitter, I can't even remember how I got on that, but people said, you got to do that. So, you know, I do have social pathways, but I struggle. I don't know if you're with me and like me. I struggle to stay relevant in this progressive social world. I shared all of that to set up today's topic and our in-studio guest. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are taking a revealing look at the various faces of social media with our in-studio guest, one of my very dear sister friends who I love so much and share in ministry with, CEO Coach Yolanda M. Mason. I'm just going to give you a quick snapshot in a capsule of who she is, and we'll learn more about who she is and all of the various aspects in which she serves and operates in. But for the sake of bringing in this dynamic guest that we have in the studio with us, Yolanda Mason is the founder of YMM Media and Brand in Motion companies that help businesses get their brand off the couch. Love that. It's time to get off the couch by helping them to communicate their brand visually, strategically, and powerfully. Join me in giving a virtual welcome to today's in-studio guest, CEO Coach Yolanda M. Mason. Woohoo! Are you there?
Absolutely, Coach. I am here.
It is so awesome to have you. And truly, you are, if I may say so myself, in my opinion, truly a guru in all things brand management and marketing and media. So I'm so grateful that you said yes to sharing with our Global Motivational Mondays audience and giving some of your insight and wisdom. Before we go there, I gave just a little snapshot of who you are, just a base grassroots level. But if you were to describe Yolanda M. Mason to someone and tell them who she is and the various layers of what makes you you, how would you describe you?
That is an amazing question to ask. One of the things that I challenged myself a couple of months ago is to ask the people that in the community that I serve, you know, what did they think and what do they think of me when they hear my name, Yolanda? And so they resoundingly, all capital letters said that I definitely am passionate about helping others succeed. And that I absolutely am not only passionate, but I want them to succeed, but I'm going to teach them successful ways of how to be able to do that. And I do that through serving others with a lot of love and heart. Amen. That's it.
And no question about it, truly you do. You are passionate about what you do. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to work with you in different environments. I know you're on the board of Reclaim Queens and Blue Jeans. We've served the organization of Benita Burlington together. So that was one area where I was able to really see you in operation, in motion, as you would say. Of course, with being a coach for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement, and, you know, doing what you do as a coach at Abundant Living Family Church and serving Vertical Leap and just all of those various areas, you are passionate about what you do. And that's what made me say, I want you to come on and share some of your wisdom. Where did this passion for media and brand management, brand in motion, as you would say, where did this passion come from?
I think one of the things was when I first started my business back in 2009, one of the challenges that I experienced, just like no different than any other business owner out in the marketplace, was that I had this amazing facility. I had amazing things that I can do for business owners in the community, but I was trying to figure out a way of how to communicate, how to connect, how to partner with the community. And so I started doing simple things like creating a new platform. Every Friday was my social media Friday. And what I did is I found another platform to actually reach out and share with people in the community what it is that I was doing. And so through that, that's how I created the system and the things and the methods and how I help business owners be able to increase their visibility in the marketplace or increase their and just leverage the people that they are currently serving in their community. So I had an opportunity. So I did it out of desperation. I did it out of not having a marketing budget and not necessarily knowing where the next customer was coming from. And so I sat and worked things out and came up with my own system on how to increase and create visibility for my office. So that's how I got started.
And, you know, that's so awesome because it's truly, if anyone has, I'm sure you would agree with this, if anyone has a vision, if anyone has a business, if anyone has anything that you have to connect with other people, you have to maintain relevance in this progressive social media world. Of course, we've identified that you are the CEO and CEO coach and artistic director of YMM Media. And I want to give you honor because I understand that you were awarded the Estrada Strategies Coach of the Year Award. What?
Thank you. That's such a nice thing to say.
Well, you know, I say that because I want people to know we are literally sitting at the feet of a powerhouse right now. And, you know, I shared in the opening, you know, jokingly, my little journey to get connected with Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram. Will you help us to understand the difference between these different pathways? I know that there are more. Those are the ones that I happen to be connected with. I have heard of Snapchat, not that familiar with it. Any others that you want to share with us? But will you give us just a little brief understanding of the different pathways and how you would recommend marketing to stay relevant in this progressive social media?
So I want to kind of give you guys a picture because I think most of us are visual learners. Most of us, 90% of us, are we learn based on what we see. So if you were to kind of take a look at the programming that you watch, so you have Channel 2, you have Channel 4, you have Channel 7, and any of the other cable channels that you watch, every single channel has a certain type of consumer or person who's actually watching that particular channel. It doesn't really matter what time of the day, but they're just selecting a day or time if they're going to watch a specific show. They get home from work, they get onto the TV to watch TV, they turn it on. If they're in the process in the morning, right before they get ready to leave for the day, they usually will turn their TV on to listen to the news and things of that nature. But some watch Channel 7 and some watch Channel 4. So when you think about, you know, Snapchat, Facebook Live, Facebook business page, your Google Plus, when we talk about all the different social media channels, I really want you to start to think about that every single one of those channels has a captive audience. And so the number one goal is you want to be able to, I'm going to just say this, play in as many sandboxes as possible to increase your visibility in the marketplace, and then also be able to leverage the fact that they're participating in those in that particular channel. You want to be able to leverage that. So I think it's really important when you think of social media, why is it so important is because people are actually viewing social media like television now. And so there's people that don't even watch regular cable or don't have a regular TV now in their homes. They actually are engaged with either their laptop or their cell phone as their primary way of viewing, listening to, or reading on their actual phones. And so we talk about social media channels, I really want you to really think about it in a broader picture because it is a platform in which you have a captive audience. There's people that are actually already playing in that particular channel or sandbox, and so you have an opportunity to reach out and connect with those that participate in that particular channel.
And you know what's so key about what you are saying, I was just having a conversation with a dear associate of mine, and we were talking about that with social media, exactly what you just said, it has given people a platform. I mean, people are making their voices heard with, for example, Facebook Live. So now someone who didn't normally have an outlet to rant, to share, to vent, to whatever it is, because it's not always positive, let's be real, but everyone has a platform. No one who is a part of these social medias is excluded. Everyone has a platform. You can log on to your Facebook today and say, hey, woo, I want to go live, and say whatever you want to say. And so for one that has a vision or some goals, you know, associated with vision, their dreams, is there a different approach, Coach Yolanda, that they should take versus someone that's using it for more of a personal level?
Yeah, there's. I think what you'll find as a business owner is you're going to find naturally that your clients are usually spending time in a specific channel or social media channel. So wherever they're actually engaging, so they'll tell you, hey, you can connect with me on this platform, or hey, you can connect with me on this platform. What you want to do is you want to try to make sure that you are actually playing in that particular sandbox. So one of the things I think is really important as a business owner, the Word of God says that we should write the vision and make it plain, right? There is a specific thing that God has called you to do. So once you have that on paper, you really want to be able to now be able to either communicate and monetize what it is that you're currently doing. And so what this platform does now, social media is just one of seven different categories that you need to have in place as part of your marketing campaign when you're growing your business. In some cases, there are some people that have grown their business solely on social media. They don't even have a website. Yes, they do not even have a website. Okay? So the power of writing the plan and writing out your business plan, whatever that looks like for you, it's really critically important to have in that plan what channels you're going to be communicating your message through. And you can do, like you said, we can use Facebook Live. There's Instagram Live. There's now a new link for Skyping that you can convert onto your LinkedIn account. So there's a lot of tools out there to make you as visible as possible. And I want to share the real power of Facebook Live is that now you're not just reading. You are viewing, you are engaging with another person. And that person's not in your personal space, but they are on your computer or on your television or on your phone. So what that does, it actually immediately creates an environment of safety. So you've now walked from walking into a department store to go look for a new dress to all the way to the register and then also becoming a member of that membership that store has to offer when you are now part of Facebook Live. So there's some steps that you are accelerating in developing and creating rapport with that client. So that is why it's so important to, in your marketing plan, to ensure that you've written a clear, concise plan as to how you're going to use social media channels to increase your leveraging in the marketplace and also to be able to support more people in your community, but more than that, also be able to connect with people that actually are looking for your service. You are an answer prayer to somebody in the marketplace. So the more visibility you have of being out in the marketplace, right, via social media channels or any other methods that you're including into your marketing plan, you are creating an environment where people can actually be able to receive an answered prayer. So that is how important it is to have that written in your marketing plan.
And I love that wisdom that it's important to have a plan, not just that you are haphazardly in this world without a focus, without a blueprint. And I know that that's an area that you focus in with your clients as a consultant. If someone wanted to connect with you offline, gain additional wisdom beyond what we can share in this hour of power, of empowerment, how would they connect with you offline?
I'm currently on Facebook right now. They can actually connect to me at Yolanda CEO Coach. So if they're on Facebook, they would just log on to Facebook and then just type in Yolanda CEO Coach, and they can actually send me a message directly. I'm actually right online right now. So that's one of the quickest ways to connect with me, because that is a portal that is open at all times on my phone. So that way I can communicate quickly if anybody has a question or if they just want to connect and talk or maybe they need some support, and so we can figure out how we can better serve them in the community.
And, you know, share with us some of the services that you actually have available as CEO Coach.
So, you know, it's very interesting. One of the goals that I have been, and no different than most of the business owners that are on this call, is figuring out, you know, what are the three things that I'm really good at? What are the three things that I can do and I can support a business owner quickly and be able to support them in actually growing their business? So I offer a mastermind setting once a month, and in our mastermind setting, we really discuss an opportunity for people to share kind of what's keeping them up at night. It's an opportunity to kind of mastermind through a process or maybe a system that needs to be created to support them through the gap that they might be experiencing in their business. And then another thing that we do in that session is we give an opportunity for every business owner to share a success story. Sometimes CEOs that are starting a new business feel like they're alone. And so what this mastermind platform does is that we actually have a live feed that we actually, people can connect with us online if they're not able to attend. But the power of connecting and really seeing each other and looking in each other's eyes, it just makes such a major difference in that experience. So once a month I host a CEO mastermind, and then I do actual coaching calls. And so I have a virtual coaching call that I do on Mondays. And on that particular call, we basically do laser coaching. And so whoever has signed up for that membership, then what we do is we all get collectively on the call, and we have about an hour and a half where we can discuss clear things like what are we doing today, what are we doing tomorrow, what are we doing the following day, and really identifying what is the highest, best use of your time, but what are the top three things that's really going to create impact and revenue into your business immediately. And then from that, I also offer coaching. So I actually will meet with that business owner, their business partner, or their spouse, whoever's partnering with them in the business, once a month. And so those are the three programs that I currently offer. And obviously, there's numerous different ways that people can connect with me, but those are, I'm going to say, the flagship services that we offer on a month-to-month basis.
Loving it, loving it, loving it. Now, you know, obviously social media can work to one's favor, as you shared, in building their business and giving their vision a different platform of exposure, and so on and so forth. What about the negative effects of social media? You know, I don't really realize that whatever you post, it's out there. And you've heard the stories, I'm sure you have, that someone lost their job because of their social media activity or what have you. Any wisdom or insight that you have from that point of view or perspective?
I think that there is, because, and it's not just social media, by the way, it's anything that's searchable on a Google platform or on a Safari browser. I would challenge everybody who's on the call today to just go to Google and type in your name and see what's been said about you, what is out there about you. And what you're going to find is that it's not even messages that you have put out there. It might be a message of somebody sharing something that you shared, or it could be, hey, I really wanted to share something that Yolanda shared, so now I'm going to reshare it, right? And so sometimes people are actually sharing information that you are bringing to the table as an added value, okay? But can you stop people from saying something negative? Absolutely not. Okay, so there has to be a balance between marketing what you do and how you serve the people in the community, but then also be vigilant in making sure that you are monitoring your pages. People can tag things. They can do fraudulent things. They can hack your account. There's all kinds of different things, but that is no different than anybody who is currently just driving a car. The risk of getting in the game and playing at the highest level for your business are never going to be any different. The true definition of an entrepreneur is you are a risk taker for a private profit. So you are doing something that the other 97% of people will not do. You are being a leader, and you are fulfilling what God has called you to do. So just know that you are going to be under attack in different areas of your business, not just related to social media. So I think we have to be vigilant. But can I be honest with you? You cannot, if you want to win, you have to play. So most people will say, well, I'm just not going to participate. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Well, what you're saying is you're saying no to serving the people in the community who actually need you. So not playing and not participating is kind of like saying I'm tapping out. So I really want people to consider, you know, it doesn't mean that it has to be perfect, but there is a way to engage and get started with sharing your message and being able to talk to people. And you can make it as personal or impersonal as you want to make it. And if you only want to post once a day, if you only want to post on one platform, it really is your personal comfort level. But as a social entrepreneur, we have to be willing to push the envelope and do above and beyond what we can do to serve God's people. And so if they're playing in Pinterest, that's what we should play. If they're playing in Snapchat, then we should at least have a membership. We should at least have a hashtag in place that it actually connects us back. They can still connect back to us. So, you know, even learning something new, I mean, there is ways of you to learn how to use a social media platform. You can go on to Google and say, Ask Linda. And Ask Linda will teach you everything you need to know about how to engage each of the platforms. So it is the one thing that I want to say is that it's absolutely free. This type of marketing that is so powerful and is at the fingertips of every human being who has a phone is free. So all I'm going to share with you is that I really want to encourage everybody who's on the call who says, well, I have my reservations. I just want to challenge you. You know, the true risk of being uncomfortable is that you have to put yourself outside of your comfort zone. And for some of you, that's what it looks like. And you may say, oh, Yolanda, I'm already playing in those sandboxes. Fantastic. Well, now do a conscious effort to communicate what it is that you have to offer and how you can serve that community. And I think that is how we increase our market share. But then also it's another way for us to be able to serve more people. So.
I love it. And truly, if you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You today, you are joining us for really a rich and insightful dialogue with CEO Coach Yolanda Mason as we're having this awesome conversation, the various faces of social media. And we're going to give you an opportunity to ask a question, make a comment very shortly, so be prepared for that. You know, as I'm listening to what you're sharing, I realize I'm being transparent, and those that listen in to Motivational Mondays, you know Coach Adams' efforts to be transparent whenever she can. Social media really is a stretching out of my comfort zone because I am an only child, as many may have heard. With that, this only child is a loner who is an introvert, very reserved at her core. Very private, as my mom will often remind me. You are so private. And so this social media world, and that is so true, I am, this social media world stretches me often because of the exposure. I remember when I first started serving my mentors and, you know, I would, like you said, Google my name and I would see these pictures and video and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, at times I feel overexposed, but really I'm not in all things considered. But, you know, I'm like, wow, I have no control over this stuff that's out there. And so it is a stretching out of your comfort zone. And I can say without question, I can truly relate to that. But at the same time, it does give you the opportunity to gain exposure in worlds that maybe you may not have been able to tap into. And, Yolanda, you were at my last 4 Hours of Power workshop. You know this to be true, that we had a number of people there that came because of the social media posting. That made me feel really good. I think the CEO coach would be proud of me. Is she proud of
absolutely.
Me?
yes, absolutely.
You know, because several said, I came because of your social media. They didn't know me prior to that. So I know that it is definitely when you're consistent with it, it definitely serves you well and can work. Speaking of messaging in social media, now there's all of the different channels as you've educated us on that. Should the messaging be the same consistently in the channels? What wisdom would you have for us around that?
That is an amazingly great question. I think one of the things that I really want to challenge everyone is that there's a difference between being creative and then also working really, really hard. Okay, so the goal is to be able to create a social media campaign within for 1 week on a Sunday after you get home from church, or you're in between meetings, or you're actually before you go to church, you want to spend maybe 30, 45 minutes planning out your social media campaign for the week. And then once you create it, you want to make sure that you're scheduling the messaging on all of your platforms so that it makes it simple and easy for people to receive the message. The power of sharing the information at the same time is that there's two different components. And for those of you who are, I'm going to say, green when it comes to social media marketing, or I'm going to say how to increase people's visibility to your website. So there's two different components that take place. One is your SEO optimization. So every time that you post a message and you hashtag your organization and you create a message, the multiple times that you do that, it actually increases the ability for people to find you. Okay, so I want to say that one more time. When you hashtag your company name and now you're sharing your message in multiple channels at the same time, what happens is you're making it aware, the system, the SEO system, and you're letting them know that you are creating some kind of a trend. Okay, so what happens is that you have a spike and people will click on whatever platform you're at, and they'll click on your website and they'll click through your pictures and send you messages based on what your messaging is. Another thing that happens besides increasing your SEO optimization is SEM, same syllables, search engine, but it's marketing component. So it increases, let's just put it this way, any keyword that's currently in your social media message, people who are looking for somebody who does fitness, if you hashtag fitness, when they go to search on their browser for fitness, they'll be able to find you based on what you post this morning. Okay, so there's two different things that are really attributing to the power of sharing it on all your multiple medias at the same time, at the same day, and the same message. So there is power in consistency and then also sharing the same message.
Wow, I am learning so much. When I tell you, I have this notepad right here with so many different notes that I'm taking, and you've said several things that I'm like, okay, what is that like? You mentioned Ask Linda in the last segment, and I was like, what is Linda? So I'm putting these notes down, and I hope that those that are listening in, that, again, you are capturing this richness of information so that the purpose is that it would assist you in your vision, in achieving your goals, and fulfilling your dreams. That you now have a greater understanding of the platforms that are out there so that you can now expand your reach. And that's really what's happening. The social media platforms give us the opportunity to expand your reach. I have this funny story. I have to share this with you. My goddaughter, I don't know if she's been listening in, but she would so crack up and be like, God, Mommy, I can't with you right now. Because everyone was saying, you need to do Twitter. This was many years ago after I finally embraced Facebook, Coach Yolanda. And so I did Twitter, and I was tickled every time it said I had a new follower. And I'm like, what are they following? Where did it come from? But what I saw was it was expanding. This reach, you know, something was said that they connected with, and suddenly they decided they wanted to follow Coach Adams. I don't feel like she's, you know, all that special, but clearly something was being said that, you know, really connected with them. Even, you know, for example, with Instagram, I had to embrace Instagram, and every time I get so-and-so is following you, I'm like, wow, what are they following? Are you cracking up at me right now? I know I'm cracking up at myself.
It is. You know what? It is. It does tickle me, especially when you post something that might seem so silly. It might be just something really funny, and they, you know, they start to follow you based on it. So we don't know. This is the thing, in the power of social media, is we don't know where people are at. And something you may say today really might make them change. How their whole day or the perspective of their day can change based on what they see or read. So it's really, really powerful and really transcending. And so, but I giggle every time when somebody likes, or they'll make a comment like, oh my God, I'm sharing this, or oh my God, that was so good. And so I'm just excited when I get those type of messages, because I know that I'm reaching God's people. And that's the most important thing to me.
And, you know, that is so key, because if we utilize our social platforms, even if someone is saying, well, Coach Adams, Coach Yolanda, I don't have a vision that I'm trying to drive forward. I don't have a business that needs this exposure. Right where you are, you can make an impact. And that is what's so powerful about social media. I believe that you've been impacted by today's broadcast. And now is the time in which we are going to open the lines up for you, our global listening audience, to interact with us. This is truly that time when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you would like to ask a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. This will add you to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. This will add you to the host queue. Any question, any comment, bring it. We're ready for you. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in, and you would dial in 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, you would press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear, we would love to hear, are you getting anything from today's topic, the broadcast? Do you have any questions? Don't be shy. This is a safe space. Coach Yolanda, as we wait for individuals to determine if they're going to jump in and play in the sandbox, I love, you know that's one of my favorite terms, if they're going to play in the sandbox or not, what wisdom or insight would you have for someone that you would like to say if they just did one thing, even if you can say that, I don't know, what would you recommend for that consistency that you were talking about?
I think what's been really helpful for me to stay, to stay relevant and timely with sharing messages regarding services or something that, or services that I'm offering, or maybe just adding information is, I have an amazing friend, Sheree Vijan, and I know you definitely know Ms. Sheree. And one of the things that she does, and this really helped me with my social media component, is that every day she kind of gave it an acronym. So Monday is Motivational Monday, right? Tuesday is Tenacious Tuesday. Wednesday is Wisdom Wednesday. Thursday is Thankful Thursday. And Friday is Victory Friday. So what it actually helped me to do mentally is that on those days, I stay within that theme. Now, for all of you that are creative minds who are amazing with coming up with these brand new messaging and all that, this is not for you. This is really for the person who honestly has some challenges remembering to post every day. If you really have a challenge with adding that component into their schedule. So Monday, I already know that I need to put something up that's motivational, that's going to encourage people, right? And so it kind of helps me to kind of streamline what my messaging will be. But that might not be the only message, but that does help me with jumpstarting the creative juices on what I want to share for the day.
I absolutely love it. And thank you, Sheree and Coach Yolanda, for that, creating a theme for each day. And, of course, because I follow you, I have noticed that trend. We do have two callers, so let's welcome our callers in. Our first caller, area code 425, last four digits, 2481. You are live on Motivational Mondays. Welcome.
Hi, Ms. Yolanda Mason. It's Jenny Watanabe.
Hi, Jenny.
I wanted to call in and just support you when you were, you kind of asked about what has been really impactful so far. And as soon as I hopped on the call, one of the things that really stood out to me, I wanted to thank you for, as you talk about social media, is if you want to win, you have to play. And I think that when you had connected it to, if we limit our avenues, we're really limiting how we can serve God's people. So if we really want to win, you know, for the kingdom and serve as many people as we can, I think that's it sounds like such a simple point, but I think one that we kind of look over, that you have to play where people are playing so that you're accessible to them.
That
Ooh,
is
I love that.
Takeaway. Mm-hmm. Yes, amazing takeaway.
And so I guess my question to you, Ms. Yolanda Mason, would be, you know, I'm on a couple social medias, and I know you've helped me with that. And I think sometimes my struggle is having so many platforms and then trying to be responsive to then all the comments and the messaging. And I think that's sometimes where I'm hesitant to post if I know I can't get back to people right then, because social media is such, I mean, people want things quickly. So I think that's a little bit of my hesitation. So what kind of advice or suggestions would you have for, you know, maybe that struggle?
I think one of the components that I think is important is I use a platform, and I'll spell it for you guys. It's called Hootsuite. It's HootSuite.com, Hootsuite. And there, by the way, there's tons of different platforms like Hootsuite that you can join with, and they might even have a free trial so you can kind of play with it to see if it works for you. But what happens when you post on that particular platform is that it actually will tell you or notify you in one place. So instead of having to go to all of the different pages that you're getting messages or notifications from, you could technically just respond through your Hootsuite account, and it actually will notify and share the comments to all of your platforms. So it literally takes the science of trying to figure out, you know, I got to go to this page, then I got to go to that page. But if you actually have registered all your notifications for those platforms that you want to be part of that Hootsuite account, then you literally can respond in one place to all of the social media comments, questions, or concerns, and that would really streamline your time. And then sometimes we as business owners, we have a tendency to want to respond within, you know, the first 5 minutes. But can I be honest with you? The reality is that as long as you respond within 24 hours, that is more than enough. That is more than enough time for people to actually read, and you read the message and then you respond. So look at it like if you're getting, or you're expecting a phone call, you want to give yourself at least 24 hours to return a call to a client. So no different than that. Social media is the same exact way. So they're really and if you really can't get back to them, just say, hey, I'll give you guys a call back, or I'll make sure that I respond to these comments later this evening. Okay, and I do that a lot because I get busy throughout the day and can't respond right away. So joining Hootsuite or having a Hootsuite account will eliminate having to manage all the multiple pages, and then it'll also be able to share your comments to the one user to everybody across the board. And so that's one of the things that I would suggest.
Okay. No, that's wonderful. I didn't actually know you could respond in there to all your platforms.
Yeah, you can.
So that's great. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Your information has been amazing.
Thank you for calling. I ask that you press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Our caller we just had that wonderful exchange with, hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. I'll bring in our next caller now. We have area code 909, last 4 digits. Are you ready? Wait for it. 9294.
Yay, that's me. Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy Atkins. Hi, Yolanda.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you for having me. Just wanted to mention one of the things about tonight's call. It has been very informational and very helpful. I am a part of Yolanda's media group, and everything that you said about her and she says that everybody says about her is one thing that's definitely true. So I thank her all the time for all her time and all her input. So for all of us and not just for herself, and spreading the knowledge that she has on us. But one of my questions tonight is about social media. I have a business partner, and Yolanda knows that, you know, we post all the time. I have an online women's clothing business, The Chic Boutique, and one of our biggest platforms is Facebook and Instagram. So we are really big of posting on there and getting feedback from our customers. But one of the things that I did have a question on that I'm looking into getting into is the Google Plus for online business. I don't know, is that another platform? I'm the one to try to, gather all the information, get it all together before I venture off to another platform of social media. So I just wanted to know for Google, for an online business, women's clothing, we have a Google Plus, but that is not really a big avenue that we use currently. And would you suggest that's something that we should consider using for the business now? And how will we benefit?
Yeah, you know, I think what Google Plus does, and this is kind of, I kind of want you guys to think about Google Plus in this way. It is actually run and operated through Chrome, which is, not, excuse me, not Chrome, through our Google platform and our Google search engine. Okay, so I said two key things there, okay? It's managed through a Google platform. Google is also a search engine. So when people are trying to find fun, stylish clothing, you want to be in a platform where they're going to go directly to Google Plus to find you, and they're going to find you a lot quicker if they're using that platform. Okay, so platform, and I got to be honest with you, Google Plus has not been really, has not been as impactful as the other two media that you just talked to about. I think one of the reasons is because there's a lot of hesitance because people are trying to streamline their processes. But Google Plus is really effective because if you have a video, one of the things that I absolutely love about what you guys used to do once a week is you guys would post a video on Friday. That video is critically important because you can post it and it goes directly onto your Google Plus page, and then guess what? It also is uploaded to your channel. So your actual channel on YouTube, any of your videos, any of your promotions, like today your Cyber Monday selling sale, it could be posted in that forum. And what happens is people are searching for cyber savings or cyber sales. So what happens is they're not having to go through multiple filters. They're going directly to Google, and they're going to find you. So it kind of eliminates some steps. Now, how you would manage it is no different than how you would do the other pages. You're going to share the same pictures. You're going to send the same messaging. You're not going to create new content for that because the user and consumer is going to be the same person, okay? But it does bring a tremendous amount of value. But if you have video blogging, you can download your Facebook Live messaging that you put on there, create an actual copy of the URL, and put it right into your Google page. It's amazing how much traction you can get from utilizing Google Plus. So I would definitely recommend for you to use it.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so very much. Thank you, ladies, again for tonight's session.
Thanks.
And thank you so much, caller, for chiming in. I ask that you press 1. To remove yourself from the host queue, we do have another caller, and it's not too late. If you're standing by and a question came up, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Area code 909, last 4, 1119. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach Yolanda Mason, our CEO coach.
Hi, ladies. It's Renelle Wano. Hi, Yolanda. How are you?
Hi. How are you, honey?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm really, really enjoying this session. It's been really, really good. Just a lot of good information, a lot of nuggets. I had a question, though. When you're at the beginning, how do you choose content? Do you post a lot of pictures? Do you do, like, quotes? Or do you just focus on what it is that you want to get out as far as the product that you, the services you want to sell, or how do you choose between like photos and content for your social media platforms?
Okay, so one of the things that I would definitely suggest is anytime that you're posting something on social media platforms, you must put a picture. Okay. Most people do not just read words. So if you're able to find an image or it's just an image, or if it's an actual quote that you want to attach to that particular message, you want to make sure that you're doing that. Now, how you can create, you don't have to create a new message. I'm going to give you an example. You don't have to create a new message every single day. You could recycle your messaging. So you may have a post that you used 2 weeks ago on Thursday. You can reuse that same post again. But now you're going to make it more relevant because this week you have something else going on that Thursday that you didn't have going on last Thursday. So there's actually nothing wrong with recycling your messaging. Another thing that would be helpful, I don't know if you heard earlier, I kind of shared, when I was trying to ensure that I would stay faithful to the process of posting daily, one of the things that I did for me is I created an acronym that matched my brand. So whatever your brand is, if you are a stylist, and we got off the line with Kathy, who's the owner of She's Boutique, Amazing Stylist. Okay, so she can put together messaging based on what she has to offer based on her knowledge. So Monday, we call it Motivational Monday, but it could literally be helping a woman really feel better about herself. It could be related to something related to self-esteem. You know, so it all goes back to adding your URL for your website and then also being able to bring value to the community. Because there's going to be people that are not necessarily going to be buying anything from you right away. Because they're still building relationship with you, right? So coming up with the messaging, and I think it's really important, is that you don't have to go and copy what everybody else is doing, because that's not you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who you are and what your message is specifically created for you and by you. And so it's okay if you hashtag and just put one word. It doesn't have to be a whole long message, and it doesn't have to be poignant either, but it has to at least be able to add value so that people will read it, and then they'll go, oh, okay, you know what, I can't wait till she posts again tomorrow. And then tomorrow you may not talk about your messaging, because I don't actually put my website on all my messaging, but if there's a call to action, like I need people to register for this particular event, then I do put the URL for them to register for that event. But I don't do it on every posting. I try to keep balance. So do you know how we are as human beings? So we're three-part human beings. We're body, mind, and spirit. Okay, so if we're body, mind, and spirit, on any given day, I need to hear something related to those three things. It's just human nature. We need to hear something that's related to those three things. Now, it might be only one thing through the whole day that you say that's related to something that relates to our body, our mind, and not only that, self-care. You know, it's amazing, but business owners don't do enough self-care. So you'll be amazed. And so I always follow people you can always follow people too. I have a couple of friends that I follow who always share amazing messages. Like they post pictures. I mean, it's almost like they write from, I don't know where they're getting all their messaging, because it's very organic, and you know that it's all fresh leaves that could just come off the notepad. I'm not that type of person. But I do know that I can bring value. And so I try to stay as relevant as possible. But practiced it in the very beginning, just so you know, when I started doing this, I was doing posting once a day. That's all I was doing. I wasn't posting, you know. Now, obviously, we have, you know, a different cyclical calendar throughout the day when people are actually online. So, you know, you can Google it. It'll tell you what times and dates you should be, what time of the day you should be posting, right, based on your messages, right? And so there's people that post four times, six times, eight times. What you don't want to do is oversaturate your followers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If every time they look up, there's something that you just posted, and then there's something that you just posted, and every time you're trying to sell them something, then it almost makes you not attractive to that particular person, especially if they really want to get to know you. So I think, you know, first coming up with what is your theme, and then second to that, keep it as simple as possible. You know, recycle. I go right to Google Plus Images, and Google Plus Images has tons of amazing pictures. You don't even have to be a photographer. There's tons of pictures, and you just type in what it is that you're looking for, copy and paste that picture right into your messaging, and then into your message, and then you put in there whatever it is that you want to share for the day. Right? And so it doesn't have to be, you don't have to, and there's not pressure of it being perfect. I used to be very anal about my grammar, okay, just so you know. If I posted something and, oh my God, I misspelled a word, it was like the world was coming to an end, okay? That's not the case. I mean, people are very, very casual with social media, and so they're not as, believe it or not, people are reading it with the same lenses that we read it with. And you'll find that out. But try to make it fun. you know, social media is actually a lot of fun. If you really look at it like it's another way for you to communicate to your target market and your audience, then you look at it as a fun. I used to just do it as an exercise. So every Friday in the morning time between 8 and 9, I spent an hour creating a new profile for another platform. That was my job every Friday morning. And that took away the mystery of, am I playing in all the sandboxes that I should be at? I just, wherever I found a new platform, I got a description of what the platform was, and I said, okay, will my customers be playing there? And if they're playing in that sandbox, I need to play. And I would just join whatever platform that was. So, but don't pressure yourself, you know, take your time with it, and really just learn to have fun with it. It really can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really like what you said about when you are in, like, Facebook Live and doing that, you're, like, accelerating because you're kind of skipping some steps there. So that I'm excited to get to that point, but, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm excited to get to that point as well, because it seems like it would definitely be just not just a selling point, but a way to gather your community.
And just so you know, you have the power. Your words bring life to things. So you are already there. You are winning and you're succeeding. And what you speak, what you think, it will manifest based on what your own heart says. So even though you may be just learning the process, girl, you are thriving. Okay, you're going to get this. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to have tons of people following you, and you got to speak that into your spirit, because there's nobody else. Nobody's going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this. The Word of God says that you have power in your tongue. And so when we're not learning something, it's a little uncomfortable. I get it. You know, we get a little uncomfortable. But the reality is that the more you do it, you start to get your groove on it, you start to get your groove, and all of a sudden it just happens very, very regularly, and it becomes very, very natural to do it. And in the process of that, everybody will actually benefit from what you have to share. Everybody in your community will benefit from it. So you're winning and you're succeeding.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, caller. And, wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We are now in our overtime as we close out today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays. And I want you to know that if you didn't have an opportunity, we will continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And we want to invite you to chime in, so don't hesitate about that. In addition, it's important for Coach Yolanda and I to share with you that we are partnering at a level for my next Win Shop, where she will be bringing great wisdom as a contributor to the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. We can only handle and cover so much within the time that's allotted for our broadcast today, but we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we want you to know that you can definitely share with us live in person at the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams to register and for additional information. Coach Yolanda, as we close out today's broadcast, are there any closing thoughts that you would like to drop and leave us with as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, which truly has been amazingly rich?
I think one of my biggest takeaways from the conversations that we've had today is that really social media really is just another way for us to communicate, leveraging our brand, increasing client relationships, and really developing a relational bond with people that we don't normally can get if they're not walking into a brick and mortar. So there's so many advantages to really being able to connect with people, with them not coming into our store business to do business with us. And so it really takes away a lot of the layering process of building a relational bond with someone. And so I just want to encourage everybody that's on the call, you know, there's questions that may come up after we get off the call today. Please connect with me on Facebook, Yolanda CEO Coach, and I'd love to be able to answer any of those questions. In the meantime, you are winning and you are succeeding. Amen.
Loving it. I have to tell you that here on Motivational Mondays, we have been so fortunate to have all-star guests share with us on the broadcast. And without question, this is definitely one for the record books, truly an all-star discussion. We thank you again, our CEO, Coach Yolanda Mason, for being with us. And we thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. Of course, we are here regularly, faithfully, every Monday, every week, as a part of the pool of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you. If you're not a part of my network, visit coachadams.com. For now, this is Coach Adams signing off, one who inspires, I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.